This is VOA News via remote. Britain's defense ministry says fighting northwest of Kyiv has continued, with the bulk of Russian ground forces now around 25 kilometers from the center of the city. A daily intelligence update says elements of the large Russian military column north of Kyiv have dispersed. It says this is likely to support a Russian attempt to encircle the Ukrainian capital. According to the brief, it could also be an attempt by Russia to reduce its vulnerability to Ukrainian counterattacks, which have taken a significant toll on Russian forces. The update says that beyond Kyiv, the cities of Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Sumy, and Mariupol remain encircled and continue to suffer heavy Russian shelling. A total of 7,144 people were evacuated from four Ukrainian cities on Friday, President Vladimir Zelensky said in a nighttime video address, a sharply lower number than managed to leave in each of the two previous days. Zelensky accused Russia of refusing to allow people out of the besieged city of Mariupol and said Ukraine would try again to deliver food and medicines there on Saturday. Residents of Mariupol, that strategically important city of over 400,000 in peacetime, have been without power or water for more than a week. Zelensky also accused Russia of abducting the mayor of Melitopol, a captured city in southeastern Ukraine, calling it a new stage of terror. Russia has not commented on the fate of the mayor. A UN official says at least 47 children were killed or injured in war-torn Yemen in the first 2 months of 2022 as fighting escalated between government forces and Houthi rebels. Philippe Duhamel, UNICEF representative to Yemen, has called on warring parties and their foreign backers to protect civilians. This is VOA News. And some stories now related to the global coronavirus pandemic. China has granted approval to five COVID-19 antigen kits made by local companies to be used for self-testing, state broadcaster CCTV said on Saturday, as it tweaks its testing regime that has been pressured by Omicron. China's National Medical Products Administration published a notice on Friday saying Beijing's Hukotek Biotechnology had been allowed to make changes to its COVID-19 antigen test kits device certificate. And China also said on Friday that it would, for the first time, allow the general public to use COVID-19 antigen self-kits that do not need medical workers to take samples in a bid to augment its testing regime that has been put under pressure by Omicron. The general public will be able to buy self-test kits in stores and online, while medical institutions can offer antigen tests that require samples collected by professionals, the National Health Commission said on its website. The World Health Organization advised Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens housed in the country's public health laboratories to prevent any potential spills that would spread disease among the population, the agency told Reuters. In other countries, Ukraine has public health laboratories researching how to mitigate the threats of dangerous diseases affecting both animals and humans, including most recently COVID-19. Its labs have received support from the United States, the European Union, and the WHO. Hong Kong reported 27,647 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, with city leader Carrie Lam saying the outbreak was not yet past its peak, despite recent daily case numbers slightly leveling off. Health authorities reported the new positive cases in Hong Kong on Saturday. 198 new deaths were also reported in the past 24 hours. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the nation's political leaders want to move to a new phase of living with COVID-19 as though it were the flu, but that they would consult health experts. A day after meeting with the National Cabinet of State and Federal leaders, Morrison told reporters Saturday morning they had discussed moving to Phase D of the National Pandemic Response Plan. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.